Now, speaking of baseball, the stars are aligning over Boston, and not just for baseball fans. Football, basketball, even soccer fans are pumped up. Joe Sullivan is the sports editor for the Boston Globe. And first of all, Joe, just give us a rundown of the Boston teams right now and how they're doing.
Well, it's quite an amazing time here in Boston for the sports teams. There's no doubt about that. I think most people know that the Red Sox are playing the Colorado Rockies in a World Series with Game 3 tonight in Denver. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, in Boston, the Patriots are undefeated and generally recognized as the best team in the NFL right now. That has a way of changing, of course, but they've been stupendous, to put it mildly. Mm-hmm. And then people are very excited about the Celtics. People expect them to do very well. They're talking about them being an NBA championship contender. Even the Bruins, who have really been lowly in recent years, have a winning record and play an exciting brand of hockey. And even soccer in Boston, the Revolution has a playoff game tonight down in New Jersey at Giants Stadium. So, and then that's just the professional sports. We have Boston College is the second-ranked team in the country in college football. So we don't know which way to turn.
It sounds like a sports fan's dream if you're from Boston. What's the mood around the city?
Well, everyone's very excited, and everyone is talking about sports. One section of the Globe did a story this week, what do you do if you hate the Red Sox? Because people are so focused on the Red Sox, they wanted to give people some alternatives. If you really don't like sports, especially the Red Sox, it's going to be difficult to find a place to hide in Boston in the next few days.
Mr. Sullivan, are there people who hate the Red Sox in Boston?
I haven't met any.
I can't even imagine. Can you put your finger on why this is all happening right now, and what is this kismet, this synergy?
I'll start with the Red Sox. They changed ownership about 5 years ago, and this new ownership has made a commitment to being a great organization. And what that means is money, first of all, and they've invested a lot of money in some very good players. So they're getting their return on the investment. They look like they're going to win the World Series. And the Patriots are the same thing. Now, the NFL, you can't make more of a commitment than money than other teams because they have the salary cap limits. But they make a commitment to excellence. They are the best organization in the NFL with the best coach. They set the bar. These teams are just outstanding. And at one point, the Celtics and Bruins, our winter teams, for example, have really become an afterthought. And that's moved them to action this winter, where I think the ownerships of those two teams are motivated by what the Red Sox and Celtics are doing. Now, as far as BC is concerned, mm-hmm. I think that we knew they were going to be good this year. They had 17 starters back and a lot of seniors, but they've played beyond what we thought they could do. That's kind of a magical season that's happening at BC.
So, luck of the Irish.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, you're the sports editor of the Boston Globe, and you must be very busy these days. How do you choose what to lead with here?
Well, we're essentially producing two sports sections every day. We have a sports section that is only for the Red Sox in the World Series.
Wow.
It can be as 8 to 10 pages each day just on the Red Sox. We have the majority of our staff working on the Red Sox. As we talk about all these great things going on in Boston sports, we should make no mistake. The Red Sox are number one in Boston, and the city's heart belongs to them. The area's heart belongs to them. Mm-hmm. And that's why we make such a commitment. But we don't ignore the other sports, and that's why we have the other sports section. So, I know, it's quite a lot of newsprint. And the Patriots and the Celtics and the Bruins and the Revolution and BC, they show up. And the other sports sections, it's a lot of work for us, but we take a lot of pleasure in it, too.
What a time. Joe Sullivan is a sports editor of the Boston Globe. He joined us from his home.
I'm going to go take a nap now.
Oh. Have a good one. Every week, we ask you, kind listener, to send us your stories. Since we are in the middle of the World Series, here's your next homework assignment. Tell us about a time when sports set the stage for your life, an important moment in your life, a breakthrough conversation with your dad, an embarrassing flub on the field you never lived down. Send us an email by going to npr.org, then select Contact Us. Make sure you include your phone number. You can also call in your story to the homework hotline, 202-408-5183. It's NPR News.